red inside the fat, then they'll rot away. Here the chiddush was, even though he had some red strips in the fat, in other words, there was some meat there, and usually when you have some meat there, it rots away. By him, his fat did not rot away. So Korah and Asher called upon himself, like my boss could rest in peace, nothing's going to happen to me. That was the ma'aseh with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuv, Rabbi Yosi, Motik Yai Ma'aseh Liyodei. The same thing happened to him also, that he caught somebody and had him killed. The same type of a ma'aseh that Rashi says, Min ha-melech litfas benovim listim. The king appointed him also to be a policeman. Pogebe Eliyo, Eliyo and Novi met up with him. Omaleh, he said to this to Rabbi Shmuv, Rabbi Yosi, Ad Mosai Atamoise Amoi Shel Elokeinu Lihariga. What right do you have to be a policeman to give over Jews to be killed? Omaleh, my Evid, what can I do? Harmona de Malkihu, the king appointed me. I'll be killed if I don't do my job. Omaleh, listen. Ovuch Orak Liasia, your father also had to skip town. A mice happened with him. He had to run away to Sir Lasia. Is At Orak Lulutkia. You run away to Lutkia. Kids, if you have to skip town, skip town. But to do this job is not right. You're not supposed to be a moisar to have to tell on people. That's not right. Right. Kihevi Mikloy Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi was walking, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Bahadi Adodi, kids, these were the two policemen before. It was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. When these two people were walking together, Hevi Ayo Bikro the two Rabbi Nayu. You know, like how fat they were, their stomachs were so wide that somebody could walk underneath them with a yoke of an ox. Have a bikro de tura benayu. You could walk with the yoke of an ox. Rashi says, semet boker, the yoke of an ox, benayu. Ben shneyem mitachas krisen, underneath their stomachs. Mitach shekrisen godol. Since their stomachs were so fat, so wide out, that when they two met, and they stood one next to another, two stomachs, underneath their stomachs was enough room for an ox, for a yoke of an ox, to walk underneath it. Alright, you have to know what exactly means. They have other hechra, more important than Yonim here. I mean, it means a lot here. But this is the pashtus, at least. Now the Gemara says what happened was, v'lehevi nogabu, and the yoke couldn't touch the two people. That's how fat they were. Omru lehu ahi matrinusa. Ogoya shiksa said to them, v'nechem enish lechem. Listen, the children you have are not yours. In other words, since your stomach is so big, how could you live with your wife? So it has to be your wife became pregnant with somebody else, not from you. Omru lo, so they said back to her, Shelohen Godu Mishalonu. Their stomachs are bigger than us. So what does it mean to say? So what? Oh, so she said back, Kol Shekain. If so, say for sure it's a kasha. Like, so what? If they're big and you're big, how do you get together? Ike the army, some say, No, Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Shelohen Godu Mishalonu. Kriso Shel Nishasainu Godu Mishalonu. Our wives' stomachs are bigger than us. Let's see. This is what they answered her. Kikishku v'rosai, the strength of a man. So Rashi says it means Eva Tashmish. That is, the man has a strong taiva. So if there's a will, there's a way. The taiva of the wives are bigger than them. That's what they meant to say. So the kids say, if there's a will, there's a way. And Ika the army, some say, this is what they said back. That love pushes away the meat. Kiss, if there's a will, there's a way. So Rashi learns Kol Shekain, Shetayva Meruba V'Yenchem Skokim Lem Nevelt Lachrim. So Rashi said before, like we said, Kol Shekain, that's what she said back to them. Like, if you're so big and the both have so much taiva, so then for sure my kasher is shver. The kids can't be your kids because you still can't get together. So that's be from other people. So that's the question, what's the more bringing this down for, and what step is how to answer it back? The Malach Shiks asks you something, don't have to answer it back. You're not supposed to answer them. Oh, the more discussion. For law malula adure law. How come they had to answer her? Well, see, the Pasuk says, al tank sil kiv altoi. When a fool comes and asks you a foolish question, you're not supposed to answer them. So here was a foolish question. What do you got to bother with her? The Teretz is, shalal lohoitzi laza b'neim. They did it for their own kid's sake. That she should not go out and be moitzi laz and say these people like the mamzerim, the kids, they're not from the parents. So they had to answer the back and say no. No matter how big we are, if there's a will, there's a way. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, if Roy the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi kechamas Bas Tisha Kabin. I'm not sure if Roy, I'm saying his skin, his body, his stomach maybe, was as big as Tisha Kabin. Omala Rapopo, Ivret Rab Yechanon, the width of Rab Yechanon, Kechames Bas Chameshes Kabin, was also a very big measurement. The Yarmulon, some say, Bas Shloisha Kabin, as big as three Kabin. To Rav Papa Gufa, Ki Dekuru the Afnoi, Rav Papa's stomach was as big as the barrels of Afnoi, very, very big barrels. Omar Rav Yechon, Yechon said, Ano Ishtaya Mishapir Yushlayim. I'm the last one left over that has the beauty of Yushlayim. Even though Rav Yechon was very, very fat, still he had the beauty of Yushlayim on him. Because he was still from the Yakira Yushlayim that was left over. Haiman the boy in Mechse Shapur the Rabbi Yechanan, whoever wants to see right now have an image how beautiful he was. Neisei Kosta the Kaspa. Let him take a silver becher. Mi Beisalki, as soon as it comes out of the shop, when it's shining. Vinemayo Pitsida, let him fill it up with seeds. The Rumna Sumki with red ones. Vinahadale Klila Devardo. Let him put the red roses around it. Sumka, red ones. Lupum at the top of it. For Noisvei Ben Shimsha, let him put it between sun and shade, Lutulun and shade. Kitsa, the silver shines and looks beautiful then. That's how Rabbi Yechon looked. Hahu Zuhuri Miyain Shapurat Rabbi Yechon. That shine will be like the beauty of Rabbi Yechon. Shorat Gemara Ainis, not that way. Vomamar Shufrat Rav Kana Miyain Shufrat Rav Avua. The beauty of Rav Kana was a little bit like the beauty of Rav Avua. Shufrat Rav Avua Miyain Shufrat Yaakov Avinu. Sure for the Yaakov Avinu, we ain't sure for the other Mauritian. So these are the beautiful people. The Rabbi Yechon like a Choshevlei. Here it doesn't mention Rabbi Yechonon. So how come you study so beautiful? And the Gemara is shining Rabbi Yechonon, Tahadras Ponim Lehevilei. So he didn't have a Hadras Ponim. His skin was beautiful, but not a Hadras. What you learned, Zokin, he didn't have a beard. Rabbi Yechonon didn't have a beard. That's why it doesn't include him. Ben Echnami, the beauty of his face, of his skin, was very beautiful. Just the beard he didn't have. Kasha, why not? And Rabbi Yechonon had the Ozo v'Yosef Asharet Tvila. Rabbi Yechonon used to stand and walk, but he used to sit by the mikvah. Omer, and he said, Kisakun b'Nois Yitzchol Mitzvila, when the ladies got up from being table in the mikvah, Tzvila's mitzvah, Lifko be, let them look at me. Ki hecha dehevelu b'nei shepiri kavosei. They should have nice children like me. And Gemiri or Raisa Kavosoi, they should be able to learn Torah like me. In other words, when a mikvah, an isha, looks at somebody and has her in the mind, so b'shah she lives with the husband, to look about the children. Omule Rabbonin, le mistafi mar mi'ein abisha. Aren't you afraid of an ayin hara? Like, how can you do this? Skyvitz, it's everything. It's an ayin hara. How can you let people look at you? Omule Rav Yechon said back to him, Ano mizara de Yosef Kasina. I come from the children of Yosef Atzadik. Lo shalte be'ein abisha. There's no ayin hara upon us. The chsiv, pain peris yezim and peris alayayin. V'yomar Rabba, hua al tikri alayayin, ela oilayayin. It means no ayin hara is shalt upon Yosef. If Yosef v'chalino am mayocho, v'yid gulara v'kerab oretz, ma dogim shebiyam, mayim achasin oisev yein ayin shalt ez bohem, the eye can't see it, av zara shal Yosef, ein ayin shalt v'hem. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon wasn't afraid. The kids of Rabbi Yechonon did it l'shem shemayim, he was above it, he didn't have the yetz hara, he was above this. He did this Hashem Shemayim, that the Nosher, when they come up from the mikvah, they should look at him and go with his beautiful image and should have children like him. And his madrege was mutter. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that pei dalom omer aleph, three quarters down, the second line of the big line. Mora says, Yoim Ochod, that happened one day, had a kosochi Rabbi Yechonon beYardeno. Rabbi Yechonon was like swimming in the Yarden, or washing himself in the Yarden, in the river. It Chazi Reshlokish. Reshlokish saw him. Veshover liyadina abasre. And Rabbi Reshlokish jumped over the Yarden to meet him. So Rashi says Chazi Reshlokish. Shoya listen, Reshlokish was a robber. So Shova Kofetz, he jumped over the river. Yeah, Veshover liyadina abasre. So Reshlokish ran, jumped over the river to like rob Rabbi Yechonon. Omale. So Rabbi Yechonon said to him, Chelechol iraisa. Listen, your strength should be used for learning Torah. You have such strength, I see you could jump over the Yarden, so that strength should be used for learning Torah. Omale. So Resh Lakish said back to Rabbi Yechonon, this was before Resh Lakish became the great Resh Lakish. At the beginning he was like a little bit of a robber. Shall exactly what it means. But now Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yechonon, Shufrechol Anoshi, your beauty should be used for Noshim, for ladies. So Omale. So Rabbi Yechonon said to Resh Lakish, If you come back to learn Torah, I'll give you my sister, the Shapira Minoi, that she's even more beautiful than I am. So Kibbalei, Resh Lakish accepted upon himself to learn Torah now, in order to marry the sister of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, after he accepted upon himself to learn Torah, Boy Le Meheder La Suye Manye, he wanted to like jump over, get to the other side of the river to get back his tools. Volei Motzi Hadre, and he couldn't jump back. In other words, he like lost his strength already. Because once you makabel upon yourself the old Torah, that took away his strength a little bit. Rashi Zimisha Kibul Olav Old Torah Toshas Koicha. That made his koyach a week. Hoderakrayo v'yasnayo v'shavi gabaraba. So Rabbi Yochanan taught Resh Lakish, he taught a Mishnah Gemara, and he made him into a great person. Yom Echoda, one day, have a maflagei be medrosha. There was a maflagei in the base medrash. Hasayef, a sword, the asakin, a knife, the apagin, a degum, the roimach, a shield, o magal yad, a hand, a hatchik, o magal kotzir, another type of a knife, kits, all these things cut. The question was, miyay masai mekablim tumma. When exactly are these things mekabal tumma? When is it called that the Kli is Nigmar, that there's a Kabbalah's Tumah here? So, Mishor, the Locher is Mishor Shenigmar Malachtan. When the Malach is finished, when it's finished making these swords, that's when it's Roy Lekabal Tumah. Now the Machlokes was the Miyay Mesai Gemar Malachtan. What's called the Gemar Malach, what's called the Malach is finished? Reb Yechna Noma Mishiat Sarfam Bekivshin. The Birchon says, as long as you have put it into the oven, and you bake it in the oven, when it comes out, right away it's called Nigmar. If a Sheretz touches it, it'll be Mekabal Tumah. If you take it out, first have to pour water over it. Then it's called a Nigmar Kli. But before you pour the cold water over it, it's not called a Nigmar Kli. That was the Machlokes. So Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Resh Lakish, Listoyeb Listoyusa Yoda. Listen, a rabbi knows about rabbis. In other words, you know about swords. Since you were a rabbi before, you know these things clear about a sword. Omalei, Rabbi Yechon, so Resh Lakish said back to Rabbi Yechonon, Omayahanes li, like what did you help me by teaching me Torah, by making me a rov, by making me into Resh Lakish? Hosom Rabbi Korali, Hocho Rabbi Korali, before he was also called a Rabbi, before he was called, Rashi says, Rabban shall listen, for Rosh Lem Hoise, he was the head of the rabbis, so before he was the head, and now he's the head. That's what Resh Lakish answered back to Rabbi Yechon. So Pipashtis, it wasn't a nice answer. That is, after he became the great Resh Lakish, the great Talmud Chacham, now he said back to Rabbi Yochanan, what did you help me by making me a Talmud Chacham? So because of this, an Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said back to Resh Lakish, Ahanoi Lucho, I helped you, Yakravincho, Tachas Kanfi Ashkina, that I made you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what I helped you, I made you a Talmud Chacham, I made you close, Tachas Kanfi Ashkina. The Mora says, Cholish died to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan got very sick now, like it bothered him a lot what Resh Lakish said. Resh Lakish said that what did you help me by teaching me all the Torah? So since Rabbi Yochanan felt bad, he got hurt, it's Cholish Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish, as an Einish, Resh Lakish got sick, and soon said he died because of this. So when he was very sick, Asoy Achte, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, came to beg by Rabbi Yochanan, Kobochi, she cried in front of him, Ormula, she said, Asay Bishvil Bini, like have Rachamon is davening to Hashem, like Resh Lakish to stay alive, so, because of my son, he should not come Yosem. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan said back, Ozva Yisamech Ani Yechya, leave you Yisem, I'll take care of him. Like don't worry, I'll take care of him. So then she said, Asay Bishvil Amunasi, like do it in my sake, I shouldn't become an Amunah if my husband dies. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan said back to her, V'Yamunasecho Alay Tiftuchu, that I'll take care of the Amunas, don't worry. This was the mitzvah that Nashid or Shem Melakish. Resh Lakish was nifta because of this. But since Resh Lakish said something not nice to Rabbi Yochanan and it made him feel bad, therefore the Yonish word Resh Lakish was nifta. The famous kasher is, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, why wasn't he meichel him? His wife, his sister asked him, please, how come Rabbi Yochanan wasn't meichel over here? And Chaim Shlomo used to say that the pshat is that in such a thing he can't be